Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you think that getting stronger means slinging around the most iron possible at the local gym, think again. If you think that building muscle is only for buff guys in tight tank tops, think again. And if you think the term hypertrophy is too sciencey to even say, for your own health and well-being, you, again, need to think again. Hypertrophy is an enlargement of existing cells that leads to an increase in the volume of bodily tissue. For our purposes, hypertrophy is an increase of muscle tissue. In other words, building muscle. Don't back away. Don't shake your head and mutter, "That's not for me." Building muscle is for everyone at just about every stage of life. It's a critical part of staying healthy. And you don't need to pump iron to do it. You don't need bulging veins. You don't even need to know the difference between a trapezius and a deltoid. You just need to work your muscles. We spoke with Brad Schoenfeld, a renowned fitness expert who's published more than 100 papers in academic journals on exercise and sports nutrition. He said, it's not only growing muscle, it's losing muscle. If you don't resistance train, whereby you're looking to build muscle, it's really a static choice because you end up losing muscle. A resistance training is simply working your muscles against some kind of resistance. That resistance can come in the form of weights or stretchy bands, commonly called resistance bands or exercise bands, or even your own body weight. If you're doing a push-up, you're using your body weight to force certain muscles to work, and that counts. Schoenfeld said, after about the age of 35, the average person who's not lifting weights is going to lose roughly 0.5% of their muscle mass per year. And that percentage starts to accelerate when you get into your late 50s, early 60s, and then it's exponential after that. So what's the big deal with losing a little muscle? Being physically active, which by definition means building and maintaining healthy muscles, improves mental health, lowers the risk of stroke, improves cognitive function, improves sleep, increases joint flexibility, and improves balance, thereby reducing the risk of falls in the elderly. And that's just a few benefits. Stronger muscles help strengthen bones and control blood sugar and cholesterol levels. Thus, building muscle hypertrophy, is a much-researched subject. And over the course of history, recommendations based on that research have changed. The key question is how to most efficiently build muscle, given a few variables, such as the number of repetitions or reps and the number of sets of any particular exercise, a set being a predetermined number of reps. So 10 reps of, say, push-ups may be one set. An exercise program may call for more than one set of that single exercise. The level of resistance or the load, say the weight on a barbell in the gym, or the tension in a resistance band, or your body weight if you're doing push-ups, is certainly a factor too. Schoenfeld said, "I think there are misperceptions about what actually builds muscle. A lot of times people think they have to lift heavy weights to build muscle. There's actually a lot of good research showing that muscle growth can be developed over a wide array of repetition ranges." So throw out the old notion that heavy weights build strength and lots of reps somehow tone the muscles. You can get equally full muscles without pushing eye-bulging weight, as long as you do enough reps that the final ones are challenging to complete. Think difficult to impossible. In the end, the goal is to literally, on a cellular level, build more muscle. When muscles are exercised enough, cellular level damage occurs, triggering a process in which proteins are dispatched to repair or replace the damaged cells. That process builds on existing structures like myofibrils and sarcomeres. A bigger muscle is born. Of course, all of that is just so much science gobbledygook for those concerned only with looking better in a t-shirt or keeping their blood sugar from skyrocketing or simply getting down the stairs without a hip-shattering tumble. Hypertrophy can also just be doing enough exercise to be strong enough to get those jobs done. Schoenfeld said, "Using weights is one of the best way to do it. The way that you're going to ultimately, over time, build muscle is by consistently challenging your body. But you can just do push-ups and other bodyweight exercises, things like squats, lunges, or toe stands, that will, at least early on, have positive effects on strength and muscle growth. Over time, it gets harder to challenge your muscles, but there's ways, if you're inventive, that you can just use body weight or resistance bands." The National Institute on Aging suggests a strength-building exercise session 2 or more days a week, without working the same muscle group 2 days in a row. Every body is different, and finding out what works for you may require some experimentation, especially when you factor in other variables like diet. It's a good idea to consult a health professional before starting any new exercise or nutrition program. But the overall message on hypertrophy is clear. It's not something reserved for gym rats and wannabe Schwarzeneggers. Building muscle is crucial to good health and aging well for all of us. Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.